Bava Metzia, Perakei Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah rounds out the idea that we had in the previous Mishnah of Ribis Sol B'Sol, which is the Rabbonon, because when one borrows Chitin and one gives back Chitin, the price could very well be different. So Mimela, he gave $100, he might be getting back $120. Chazal asked that relationship of Halvoa Sol B'Sol. Lo yoy ma'odom l'chaveroi, one is not allowed to say Halveni kur Chitin v'ani etin l'chol l'gayrin. The Mishnah doesn't say it as simple as Halveni Kurchitim and pay back Kurchitim. Halveni, lend me Kurchitim. Vani etin lecho, I'll give you back Bizman Hagoyin, it means. I need now Kurchitim. Later on, the price might be more expensive, so he's giving him something more. Now, the Knech over here, the Mefarshim point out, is that it's not Mistaber that now when there are no chitim available on the market and he desperately needs chitim and he says, I'll give you back later when the crops come to market, but derech klal, the price then is cheaper. Fafilo hachi de asud, because there's a vaita tzad of his siakrus and he'll pay back more, chazal asud b'chol oifin, this type of halvo arrangement. I just want to point out something that's a general perspective on these inyanim, it's negea. In the fourth perek, in the fifth perek, we haven't spoken it out till now. We touched on it, but we didn't speak it out b'muloi. The Marashdam in a tshuva has a fascinating discussion. He makes a point, which I think is very important in Chazal's lomdas. Lomazogin, we have an economy. This is very, again, our economy. Lomazogin, that we have a market where real estate is down. A house that used to be $500,000, Halvai house would be $500,000, but a house that was $500,000 is now $400,000. Ostensibly, one could say that the dollar that they have in their pocket has more buying power. The dollar is stronger. V'horaya, a person could buy the same house that took him $500,000, now he only needs $400,000. That means I have more buying power in my dollar. At the same time, guy heads down to the gas station, and the best way to tell how the economy is doing is by the pump. And over there, gas might have gone up, and here we say, oh, the dollar must be weaker because I have less buying power. It used to take me $35 to fill up my car, and now it takes me $45. That means that money is worth less. So which one is it? Is the dollar weaker or stronger? The Marashdam makes a very positive point. Money doesn't go up or down. The way Halacha looks at it is that the dollar is never stronger or weaker. The dollar is a dollar. What goes up or what goes down is real estate might go down and gas might go up. The dollar is affected in terms of the consumer, but not the dollar itself. So Memelo, when somebody borrows a kur chitim, like we pointed out in previous Mishnah, what he's borrowing is not a kur chitim. He's really buying $39.99 of the kur chitim. Every single thing is measured. The stability of every transaction is measured in terms of the local currency. That means when a person's borrowing a kur chitim, what he's really borrowing is the dollar and cents value. When he pays back, he could be paying back more. We don't look at it as a halva on kur chitim, and then he gives back kur chitim. That's the Marashdam's point in this context, and it has a lot of hashlochus, like we've pointed out over the perek, legabi ribis. Avaloi maloi, he is allowed to say to him, halveni, atche yove bini, oy atche emtze mafteach. What is he allowed to do? When is it not called ribis so besa? He says to him, I need right now, I need a kurchitim, but I do have accessible kurchitim, it's just coming on a truck, but I need to bake now. He's a baker, he needs the kurchitim right now. My son is on the road, so that's called enough, the found, or he conversely, he can't get into his oitzer. Atche emtze hamafteach, he'll find the key to his oitzer chitim. Ribis saw besaw is only when there's something removed between the saw that's being lent and the saw that's being paid back. Similar to the term that we spoke out before, v'hilul oitzer. Hillel is machmir. L'maisa, we don't paskin that way. Hillel held that ribis saw besaw the acid even by yeshloi. V'chein ha yehillel loymel letal v'isha kikol achaverto ad shetasenu domim. Hillel had another chumra over here by ribis saw besaw. A woman wants to lend a loaf of bread to her neighbor ad shetasenu domim until the price is established. Let's say there's no price. It's not baking day. So there's no price how much that week a kikor lechem is going to be. So Mela, she lent her a loaf of bread, payable with a loaf of bread. Until the price is established, until there's Yotza Ashar, it can't be properly defined. What is she lending her? So like we said, if she lends her a loaf of bread, l'chayv, the right way to establish l'chayv is I lent you $9.99. That's how much a loaf of bread is today. But what happens if lo yotza shar? So the only way to define the l'chayv between the two of them is she lent her a kikar lechem. That's not okay. The price could go up. Shema yakiru chitim v'nimtzu bois l'dei ribis. And that would blib ribis, that's a problem. Now the Rav explains, what's the machlokes? It sounds like v'chein ha'yehil loymer, the Chacham argue the same way we don't pass like hill. In the first Chumrah of the Hillel Oyser. So the way the Mefarshim explain is that the Chachamim hold that on a Kikar Lechem, the stummiest is, the difference is very small. Chazal would never ask her, a neighbor to a friend, you lent me a loaf of bread, I lend you back a loaf of bread. We're talking ribis sa b'sa, we're talking about a commercial amount, not a loaf of bread. And a loaf of bread, they weren't geyser. Hillel holds no. The machlokes, the Mefarshim say, is how much is a person makbid on the dollar and cents amount in a kikar lechem? Who holds the kpeid? There's more. Not peteris mechila. Chacham hold, here's a loaf of bread. Give me back a loaf of bread between neighbors. Kikar lechem b'ni u'b'necho mahi. So that's why there's no gzeir. Mishnah Yud. Oim adam l'chaveroi. Person wants to set up the following transactional obligation. Nakish imi vanakish imoch. My field today is in need of weeding. Nikush is the process of pulling out bad grass to allow the tfuah to grow properly. I need today, and next week, tomorrow, when your crop is ready, or when your crop is being planted, I'll help you. Or, ador imi ve'edo imoch. This is raking and making the field ready for irrigation. That is allowed to do. There's no issur ribis because he's paying it back with the same avodah. Now, ostensibly, you could say, how much is the avodah worth today? How much am I really telling you today? Do for me today a service that would cost $50. And I'll pay you back with the service next week. Well, maybe it won't be $50. Maybe it'll be $55. Labor would have gone up maybe next in the next 2 weeks. No, that's okay. But v'loyoyma loy nakesh imi ve'edo imoch, ador imi v'anakesh imoch. One cannot set it up as a tit for tat on two different things, nikush and idur. Ador v'anakesh. Why? Because there could be a difference between the two. One could be more costly, and one could be more expensive in terms of labor. And over there, there's already a chilik between the two. You're really lending the value of the service, and that would be a concern of ribbis. The Mishnah now makes another qualification with two people trading avoidos with each other. Kol yimei gorid echod. Gorid is a term, an agricultural term, for the yimei kayitz. Dry, the land you have to scrape. Greder means to scrape the land. It's not wet, it's not moist. So the whole tkufas hakayitz should be one tkufas avoida. Let's say they're trading ador v'ani edo imcho. Even when we're talking about the same avoida, which is mutter to trade, you do it for me today, I'll do it for you tomorrow. But if they make a trade on the whole summer season, kol yimei revia echod, revia is a lashon you find in Parshas Hazinu, for rain. So that's Yimei Sakshomim. Where they're trading seasons, the way it's mutter is only if in the same season they're trading days. That means all the days of the winter season, all the days of the summer season, if we make a trade, you for me today, me for you tomorrow, in the same halacha, that's okay. Even though one could argue that if there's a week difference, the day is longer. The day could be 10, 15 minutes longer. If you work mamish from nets until shkia the day, it could be literally 10 minutes. It could be 2 minutes a day, 2 weeks, could be a significant difference. So l'chor, it's ribbis because it's a longer amount of time? No, because I'll see that as a fair trade, there's no ribbis. But, lo yoy maloy, charoishi mi begorid, do for me begorid in the dry season, v'ani echeshimcha berviyah, and I'll do for you in the wet season. Because since the wet season is harder, that's why he gives the example of Charish, it's harder to be Charish in the wet season because you get into mud and you have to work more carefully. So Memela, that's not considered a fear tit for tat. That has Chashash Ribbis. Ram Gamli Aloymer, Yesh Ribbis Mukdemes V'yesh Ribbis Miocheres. Ram Gamli is introducing another type of Ribbis Derabonon. One he calls Ribbis Mukdemes, one he calls Miocheres. Ketzar. Nosan Einov Lulvois Hemenu. There's somebody that he decides he wants to borrow money from. V'yem Shalech Levayme. He sends him a present. And he says, Bishul Shutalveni. He's not giving it to him in the context of the halvot, but he's certainly giving it to him for the halvot. Zuhi ribis mukdemes. He's giving him a present in order to facilitate a loan. So the Maisi Yen is walking out with more than the $100 for the $100 that he lent, so it's also in the Rabbonon. Of course, since it's not in the context of the halvot, then it's not ribis ktsutsa. Lova himenu. He already borrowed. Vehechsel es Maisi. He already returned it. Vayim shalech levayimer. And now he sends him a maton. He says, "Bishvil moisach hashoy b'teil azetzli." Zui ribis mukhes. He's announcing that it's for the bitl amois, but it's not in the context of a halvo. It's not ribis ktsutza. Midaraisa, it's not. But zui ribis mukheres. Rabbi Shimon Oime, yesh ribis dvorm. There's another level of ribis which is not even something. It's ribis dvorm. Lo yoyim aloy da. Ki bo ish ployni mimokim ployni. What's this? This is some type of service that a person would pay for. It's something valuable that he should know when a certain person comes to town. The loiva provides the malva with a service, and that facilitates the loan relationship between the two parties. It's not a price. It's not $120 for $100. There, most of the Rishonim hold that this is certainly midrabanan, even though the Gemara brings a posuk, a drasha, that in Parshas Ribis in Re'ei, the posuk says, lo sachich lo chicha. Neshech kol dovor ashi yishoch. The neshicha, the extra that comes out of the lover's pocket, doesn't have to be out of the lover's pocket. The neshech could be also called dovor. Called dovor means verbal. So, Rishonim bring this. Pashtus, it's an asmachta. This is the way most of Rishonim name on. Lemaisa. You look at Taisin Gedushin Davches. Achreinim bring also that there's a rivosh that seems to say that way. So, the shadows, could such a thing be deraisa? So they're saying that it has to be when it's the ktsitsa is al derech hochi. The ktsitsa is that the loiva will provide for the malva service. That could be ribis deraisa. And the Torah is saying that it doesn't have to be in the shichas moment. The shichas service provided, hatova, is enough. Mishnah Yer Aleph will be mashlim the perek. Ve'elu oivrim beloisasei. There are those that are oivrim beloisasei. The hagdom over here is that what we mean to say is that there's a lot more people included in the relationship that's osur of ribis, of creating a halva with ribis, than just the malvin the loiva. Which lavin? The Torah will be, the Mishnah will be mefarat, the psukim in the Torah at the end of the Mishnah. Who's included in the loisa? Say the malvin the loiva, the oriv, and the edim. Oriv, by guaranteeing the loan, is really standing behind a loan relationship which has ribis. The edim are just really them tsoi. They're not really part of the halvo itself. They're part of that which is the proof of the halvo. Even the one who writes up the loan doc. Today we would include a lawyer who's drawing up loan documents between two yidin that has teshlumei ribis. Few points. Oriv. Paiskim have a discussion. There are two types of Oriv. There's what's known as an Oriv Kablin, and there's a Stam Oriv. A Stam Oriv is Reuven lends money to Shimon. Lemaisa, Reuven doesn't want to lend it to Shimon unless somebody's going to back it up. So Levi says, okay, in the case where Shimon defaults on the loan, he'll pay. Levi is not the Baal Chayv Be'etzim. Levi's just standing behind in order to give Reuven the backbone to lend money to Shimon. He's encouraging him. He's taking on Achrayis, but he's not the Loiva himself. Therefore, Poskim are not clear whether that type of Oriv is also included in the Issur. He's not really creating the Malva Loiva Ribis relationship, which is also, he's just encouraging it, standing behind it, taking a Achrayis for it, but it's not him. Some Poskim want a Taina that, no, That's the role of an Arav, to guarantee a halva, and he's guaranteeing a halva sheyesh beribs. But others want to know that no. The Arav that we're talking about over here is an Arav Kablan. An Arav Kablan is where Levi doesn't agree that he'll just cover the chayv in case of default. Levi says that I can be responsible for the chayv to Reuven as soon as he wants to collect. That means Shimon didn't borrow money from Reuven with Teshlumi Ribis. I'm sorry, Shimon did borrow. Levi didn't borrow from Reuven, but Levi is fully responsible for the loan. He has a din of a loiven, or of Kablan is where he's Mekabal on himself, the status of a loiven. Reuven doesn't have to go to Levi Dafka if Shimon defaults. He's allowed to go to Levi Lechatchil. There, he has an upgraded level of being somewhat like a loiven, and that's why the halach is that he's included in the Issa. That's a machlokes in the Paiskim. That's one nidain. The second nidain is why exactly are the Edim included. The Edim are being made and Memele, they're creating the ability to collect those pirinos of ribis. When the Edim are made, so then the Malva has a shtar that he could work with, they're creating the koyach gvias chayv sheyesh by ribis, that's their issur. What happens where in the writing of the shtar itself, it's self-evident that is ribis? That means the shtar says that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on January 1st, and he has to pay back $1,100 to Shimon on February 1st. It's self-evident that there's ribis there. So in the ksav yad itself, you don't even need the Edom to sign. The ksav yad itself, it's self-evident that there's ribis. Maybe the Edom are not really then accomplishing anything. Or maybe not. Maybe the Edom lamaisa are giving a koyach gevir, befrat to collect from nechosim mishubodim, they could collect with a shtar. So therefore, they are creating something. That's another discussion. It's a Taisus and Baba Kama Daf Lamed. The din of the Sefer is also not that clear. It could be that the Sefer is, because the Sefer is the one who's being made on the Havo, and that's a problem. The Edom are also, so the Sefer also, maybe that's good for the Machloikis. The Tanakama over here holds Elu Oivim, but the Tanakama clearly deletes the Sefer because the Sefer is not creating anything. The Chom hold Lamaisa, the Nusach of the Shtar, is the made on the Havo. That's what's facilitating the actual collection. So, Mela, the safe is included. What are they over? Over Mishum Loi Sitain. This is the Pasuk as Kaspacho Loi Sitain Loi Beneshech Vimabis Loi Sitain Ochlecho. This is a Pasuk in Pashas Bahar. And then there's a Pasuk Mishum Baltikach Meitoi, which is a Pasuk over there. Altikach Meitoi Neshech Vitarbis. And then there's another pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Mishum Bal Loisiel Kenosha. That's a Mishpatim. Umishum Loisisim Alav Neshech. That's also in Mishpatim. Loisiel Kenosha, Loisisim Alav Neshech. Umishum. This is already a Tesefis Dvarim. Velufneive Loisite Michshol Vyoresa Melekecho Ani Hashem. This is the way Perek HaRibis ends off with this statement that there's an Ani Hashem over here in Ribis. This last din is V'lifnei V'lisite Mikshol, which is really not an issue which is unique to Ribis. It could be in any other. Now, in this lav of Lifnei V'lisite, which is schlepping somebody into an Aver, the Malv and the Loiv are over equally because the Malv is being Makshul the Loiv. The Loiv is being Makshul the Malv. But not all the lav that we mentioned are by all the cases. The Malva the Gemara Cheshman's out is over on all six that I mentioned. The Loive is over on Lifnei Iver because he's being Makshul the Malva, but the other ones he's not over on. Loisitein, don't give money, don't lend money for ribbis. Loitichak, don't take ribbis. He's not, he's giving ribbis. Loisir Lekinosha, don't oppress somebody who you lent money to. Loisir Simon Alav. So what is he over on? The Loive is over on Lifnei Iver. The Gemara Lamaisa says that the Loiva does have two other psukim that are not mentioned here in the Mishnah. In Parshas Rei, lo sashich lo chicho lo chicho lo sashich, which is a passive form of don't allow ribbis to bite from you. So the Loiva does have an issa, but the only one of the ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah over here that he has is the Lifnei'iva. The Orav and the Edim and the Sefer are only over on the lav of Lesisimino Lav Neshech. Don't allow such a situation to be created, but they're not giving or taking or lending for ribbis. They're not over on those. One last point. What happens when this Ribbis Derabbanan, a lone doc for Ribbis Derabbanan, is drafted? So the only one who's Oyver Batsim on the Issa of being Malva Beribbis, where it's been Derabbanan, is the Malva, not the Loiva. The Edim, the Seifer, the Orav, certainly not. But Lamaisa, there is one Din Deraisa that a Loiva Ribbis Beribbis Derabbanan is Oyver, and that's Lefnaiva. That he does have. The Achronim point out that there is Tlav Davka. There's one case that he is over. Rib is Dvorim. The Loiva is the one who is facilitating it by going after it. So there the Loiva is over, even though Lemaisa it's only Rib is Dvorim. That's the Sikkum of the Lavin. So with that we conclude the Perek of Ezu Neshach.